Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money. Just a remix. Yeah. All I
do is win, 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 no matter what. Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, money grind. Bring on the chef, on the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, everybody? Back. We got another draft. This is an insane draft. It's a 3QB league. You start two quarterbacks plus a super flex. Look at all of the quarterbacks that are gone off the board here. It is getting really crazy. Most people have started with, at least people who have three picks in, most have started with three QBs. And in this one, if you don't have three good quarterbacks, like, you ain't winning. You really aren't. And it sucks because even like my third is a Sam Darnold, one that I'm not super excited about. But yeah, the guys who are not taking three quarterbacks, yeah, you're going to, during the season, they will be doing a lot of complaining because even not complaining, but it is like, holy floss, dude, he might not even get three QBs. And let me see, Ghost Monkey in the house. What up? Sean's in the house on Twitch. Said, glad you're back for another season, bro. I've been here all the time, man. All the time. Like, we didn't stop. Didn't stop. I'm glad you're back for another season, bro. Hell yeah. Oops, that's not what I meant to do. All right. Let's see who else. Crispy said he missed it. Crispy did miss it. It's all right. It's all right. Shit happens. Shit happens. And hey, Minnesota Mike in the house. What up? Sean says, this is a stream where we'll be answering general fantasy football questions or mostly talking about the draft. Every time I'm live, it's to take questions. I'm, of course, going to be talking about the draft, but anytime you come in, feel free to ask questions. If you want your question answered with any kind of priority, make sure you leave a tip and throw those bits in there on Twitch. Oh man, Mark is gonna be fucked. Watch, he's not even gonna get three quarterbacks. It's gonna be super dope having Bijan and CMC, like, hella dope. But you know it's not gonna be dope when you lose because you have a skill position in your super flex spot. Oh man, you should have spotted the trend, man. Everybody should have spotted the trend. You see how many people went back to back running backs, back to back quarterbacks, and then how many people went back to back QBs. It's because you're really not going to win if you don't, like, because you're not going to trade for a quarterback in this league. Like, it's not really going to happen. And seeing it's like the quarterbacks are so crazy that, like, Almost. You know what? I'm not going to do it because so many people on that side already have three. Do I want Jefferson? Fuck it, man. Let's get JJ, baby. Let's get JJ. See what happens. I usually like going running back, but we'll see what comes in round five. There's still a lot of good skill positions left. And it's only a 10-teamer as well, because you got to be able to house three quarterbacks. And Drew said, might have made a mistake taking Barkley. It's crazy because, like, you don't think, like, getting Barkley, like, would be, like, a mistake. But I just said it, like, about the number 10 team. It's going to be super dope that he has Bijan and CMC. But he might not even get a third quarterback. We'll see what happens in the next round. But, yeah, because there's any quarterbacks left, I'm snatching with my next pick. I don't know if there's going to be any left by that point or not, though. Because... yeah, see, look at Ryan. He went for. I was debating taking Fields, but he has the same bye week as one of my quarterbacks. So it would make a difference two of the weeks, but not three. Trying to pick a fourth that would actually make a difference in all 4 weeks on my squad. Because, yeah, there's only. Yeah, really, at this point, there's only three left. Yeah, only three left. Because we'll see. I don't know. I might not even take a fourth. But a fourth might not even make it to me. And hey, is that Raiders Jack? What up? He said, what's up, gang? Drafted two or three redrafts. Feels good. Nice. Yeah, I did two drafts yesterday. I got three today. And then we still got the best ball. Yes. All right, let's see where Ryan goes. Four in a row on the QBs. I bet he... Oh, shit. He went five in a row. Because there's going to be some people who are literally going to be forced to trade. Literally going to be forced to trade. And because, yeah, there goes Flacco, Pesos. There's literally only one starter left at this point. So, yeah, and it's a starter that I'm not even going to mess with. Yeah, man. People living dangerously. Oh, he went Genty. You know, I'll go A-Chain. No risk it, no biscuit, baby. No risk it, no biscuit. And Sean said, oops, I missed your full response because my ad started. Man, see, you got to be on. All you have to do is connect your Amazon Prime account, and then you can go for free. And you can get it for free. But yes, just, but yeah, you should definitely get the ads taken away by subscribing. Do that, because during the season, I'm not going to want to repeat myself for sure. Right now, it's no big deal because I said, yes, any stream that you see me on, I will be answering questions. Doesn't matter what stream. If I'm on live, feel free to ask your questions. Because, like, I'm doing a draft and I'm going to be talking about the draft. But anybody who asks a question, I'm going to be answering the questions in the chat. This is the most interactive show around. And Raiders Jack said, smashed it, Christian, first four picks. What, Christian McCaffrey, or what are you talking about? Phil, what up, bro? Phil in the house. And, dude, I'm surprised Holy Floss didn't get his second quarterback there and let Mark get Spencer Rattler. And, but yeah, even that, like getting a couple of those picks is nice, but having Spencer Rattler as a starter going to be nerve-wracking. Going to be nerve-wracking, that's for sure, because you're going to have to start him. Probably going to be scoring more than some of these, more than whatever you're, I think we have 10 guys that we start, so yeah, would be probably starting a skill guy over him a lot of times. But let's see how this all plays out, man. I know where I'm going with my next pick. Let's get it. I still can't believe Ryan took five quarterbacks. That's so gangster, because this is a league that you could trade a quarterback, like Daniel Pesos Jones. He will bring back such a good starter. Like Daniel Pesos Jones, he sucks. But like in a league like this where you need to have two, like Holy Floss doesn't even have two starters. So as of right now, he's literally running with a zero in his lineup for his second quarterback. And all 32 starters have been drafted at this point. So, dude, he is playing it very dangerously, very dangerously. And I wanted the fourth, but I didn't want Spencer Rattler. And Christian said, 10-man, double flex, Baker, Bucky, Genty, Neighbors, London, Andrews, JSN, Swift. Solid. I like it. $200 league. I like it. And dude, look at Holy Floss. He's running it all the way down. He's probably pissed that Spencer Rattler went, because it was like, I'm going to pick Puka or Spencer Rattler. And yeah, he went Spencer and he went Puka. All right. Hey, Rick, he said, Puff, give. You already know. Hold
on. You got perfect time. About to start a little Puff give in this motherfucker.
Yeah. One of my favorite drops for the show, by the way. But yeah, man, you ready? Hold on, I got a couple cool more drops.
Light it up. Let's get Chinese eyes, man.
Hey, there we go. Najee cleared for contact. Yes. For all those people who are like, and one of them's Jamie, who's like, yeah, but like Najee's not even going to like really play. And come on, man. You don't get a guy like Najee and then just not play him. Dude, the guy's ran for 1,000 yards all 4 years of his career with the Steelers line. With the Steelers line, he's ran for 1,000 yards 4 seasons in a row. And I'm one of the people who talk shit. Yeah, dude, like 1,000 yards ain't what it used to be. When you add in an extra game, it's only 58 yards a game. But I feel like it's way easier for wide receivers to get to 1,000 yards per season because there's just always so many more. There's usually 20 guys who like crack 1,000 yards on the wide receiver end, but it ain't usually like that on the running back end. But yeah, and Rick, is this your first time here? This your first time here, bro? Rick Agra 3000? Yeah, yeah. It just made me think of a song by Sugar Free and the Secret Congregation. It's called Pimpin' in the Year 3000. And that's like literally the chorus. Pimpin' in the Year 3000. So your name just made me think of that. And shout out to the peeps who were locked in on Labor Day. Appreciate you guys. We got a draft going now. Anybody wants to get into other drafts? We have other drafts going today. I'll probably only be live for an hour or so right now. For this draft. The draft might take a little longer than an hour. Shout out to Add Back Tip. What up? All right. Let's see. I'm liking my squad so far. You start three QBs, so that's why you see all the QBs going hella early, because this is like a custom league where we start three quarterbacks. And Add Backflip said, fantasy is back, baby. Bro, I'm glad you're back. I have been drafting for fantasy since February of this year. You let me know how many content creators or just people in general are that gangster with the drafts, bro. Damn it. All right, fuck it. Let's get another wide receiver up in this biatch. We got Marvin Harrison Jr. Might have been a little early, but dude, I just really feel like he's gonna have a kick-ass year. And yeah, Minnesota Mike's had no days off. 420 crew, Snipe City. And you guys see me repping the Snipe City shirt right now? Yeah, Snipe City, Snipe City. Go get it at 420crewmerch.com. 420crewmerch.com. Yeah, Phil said fantasy never left from around these parts. No, we pretty much draft. There will be drafts in all 12 months of the year, because there is going to be drafts in January and the dynasty draft start in February. So this is probably the only community where you could literally be drafting in all 12 months of the year. And yeah, now we're going to have weekly drafts. There's going to be at least 2 weekly drafts to start. It's going to be best ball, so you just draft and then it plays itself out. We're going to be shooting for 16 teams, and top 2 are going to get paid. And it's going to be dope, man. Every Tuesday, every Wednesday during the season starting next week. It's $20 or $22 depending on which way you pay. So it's pretty much just for everyone who's in the best ball. It's double the best ball leagues is what it is. And yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited. These are going to be hella dope. Hella dope. All right. Let's see it, Ghost Monkey. No snipage, bro. And Crispy said, who would actually get into another 3 QB league right now? I have one more. It's the draft is tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'll throw the link in the chat right after my pick here. All right, got my 3 running backs. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Building a championship squad over here. You guys ain't ready. You guys ain't ready. Okay. So, yes, and I think there's only 5 more spots. But tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Jump in right now. It's 55 for the entry on League Safe. 55! There we go. Link is in the chat. Make sure you join now because I've been posting about it. If I'm drafting and stuff, I'm not really paying attention to social media messages all the way, like a little bit. But yeah, if you guys want to get in, make sure you jump in now. Because there will be other people joining, I could guarantee you. Okay, and I'm back on the clock in the Debo League. Okay, and you know what? I already got my cues. Okay. Yeah, these three QB leagues are so fun, man. And the other one is offense only. So this one is IDP. These ones get even more fun because of the type of people that drop once IDP starts getting in the mix. Yeah, super, super fun. But yeah, get ready. Don't get cocky. It's going to get rocky. All right, let's see. I got two picks in front of me. Loving my squad so far. Loving it. Okay. You know what? I want to go with a third wide receiver here, but I also want to lock down a dope tight end. Since we are in tight end premium here, we got Kelsey. I want Kelsey and Pacheco back to back. Let's get it. Jamie, what up? And I said, look at all that red on top. Yes, it's a three QB league, so you could start three quarterbacks. You must start two quarterbacks, and then there's a super flex spot. But, dude, look at Holy Floss in a three QB league. He got Jamar Chase and Gibbs, but, like, he doesn't even have a second running back, doesn't even have a second quarterback. So, as of right now, that's two zeros in his starting roster. And if you look at, like, mine, for example, like, I'm only one spot away from filling my starting roster. At this point, he's got three spots left. So he already, yes, that's crazy. He already went like crazy into the bench. No, actually, no, he hasn't gone into the bench. He only has two more spots to fill. Oh, wait, yeah, he's gone into the bench with Matthew Golden. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, next guy that I pick, that is going to be my final starter. And I already have an idea of where I want to go. He says, smash that tight end. Love the tight end. Oh, yeah, hey, man, we don't like the loose ends around here. Only the tight ends. Yes, sir. And you know what? I know what I'm going to do here. If Holy Floss doesn't take who I'm going, he did not. I'm going to go with the newly extended Warren. Just gave him a couple dollar bills. There we go. So now I got all my offensive starters. I'm feeling good about this squad. And the reason why I took the running back there is because there's really only a couple more. And then I feel like the running back well is very dry for guys that I would want in guys who I'd actually want to draft in a redraft league. But yeah, there's a bunch more wide receivers that I'm okay still drafting. So I got my starters, but yeah, we got more to go. Let's see how this all plays out. There goes, oh man, I'm surprised Big Tons didn't take J.K. Dobbins. He loves the Broncos. Yeah, should have got him. I wonder why he didn't, especially when you still need another starter on offense still. I'm a big advocate of just taking all the offensive spots. And then Sean said, I thought Warren will be replaced probably. If someone's going to be replaced, you don't think they would get a two-year extension, would you? What do you think about that? If you were going to get replaced at work, do you think like you'd get a pay raise and an extension? Just saying. And he's my fourth running back as well. And you look like it's like there's not a lot left. I still see a handful of wide receivers that I'm good getting as my third wide receiver here. And it's tight end premium. So that's why I made sure to lock down Kells. Brendan, what up? It's absolutely smashed my five keeper. Redraft league yesterday and so stoked. Nice. Who are your keepers? And then what's your starting roster? Throw that in there. Okay. Good mix of running backs and wide receivers that got taken. Phil said Geno or May week one. Let me know the matchups because my brain's not even wired for that yet. Who's the matchup? I know. I don't even. Yeah. See, as we get a little closer and I start doing the starts and sits for myself, I'll start like remembering like all these guys. I'm going through some of my leagues, at least putting the Thursday and Friday guys like on top. Yeah. Reminder on that, guys. If you're starting any Thursday, Friday players, make sure you put them in the starting spots, not in your flex spots. Just gives you more freedom later in the week. And Sean said, looks like Garrett Wilson was drafted as wide receiver 2 in this league. He said, oops, I drafted him way too high in mine. I mean, I guess it's to each his own on a guy like Garrett Wilson, because I've seen him go higher than that. But yeah, he did go abnormally low in this one for sure. Oh, they play each other. Probably May. Hey, Johnny. What up, Johnny? And he said, new member. I always thought that you were a member. Yes, I was thinking about getting Judy last round and he fell anyways. Yes. Woo. It's great when that works out. So now I feel really great that Judy is my third. But, dude, Johnny, you are the man, bro. Thanks for joining. Let's see if anybody else joins as a YouTube member to follow in Johnny's footsteps. Make sure that you guys do hit that dollar sign. And, yeah, support the crew. And look at all these emojis that you get to use once you get signed up. And you got to get that green cross. Don't, like, I feel like people who don't have the green cross around here are just like running around a little naked, a little butt naked. All right. You the man, Johnny. Let's see. Keepers were Jefferson, Bijan, Josh Allen, Burrow, Bucky. Jeez. And drafted Hampton, Hendy, Worthy, Hunter, and I got Rashee Rice. Nice. Yeah, keeping 5, that's almost like your whole starting roster, right? What do you start, 7? And did you say it was a super flex keeper? If it was a super flex keeper and you got Josh Allen and Burrows, that's extra titties right there. Oh, he said took 3 weeks to fix the stupid banking issue. Okay, there we go. Oh, man. Screw you, Mark. Taking Hutchinson right there, you son of a bitch. All right. Oh, man. You got Hutch and Buda Baker, bro. Why are you trying to steal my strategy, homie? Why are you trying to steal my strat? No, this is tough. You know what? Man. You know, we got to do it. Let's get the, we got to get the DL cheat code. I always got to try to get one of the 2 DL cheat codes. There's the other one right there. TJ Watt. And Giants, I was too embarrassed to post it in the YouTube chat without my flair, but I'm back now. Hey, there we go, man. There we go.
What we gonna do right here is go back. Way back in time.
Yeah. Dude, you guys are in trouble. My team is hella dope. My team is hella dope because not only are we top heavy in the spots that we're supposed to be top heavy? Got a lot of depth. Oh, yeah. A lot of depth. And look and see, got in at the IDP at the right time. And there'll be enough linebackers to go around. But you want those cheat codes, especially at DL. Especially at DL. It just makes everything better. Always does. All right. You know what? I'm going to treat myself to one of these nicer bowls here. The one thing that I do like about the dispensary, everything's like way too like hella priced. But the one thing that I do is when you spend a certain amount of money, you get a certain amount of points, then you get free stuff. So I always bank all my points until I get a free 1/2 ounce. And then I always go for some of the most like expensive shit that you could get with the super highest THC. And like right now I'm smoking a bowl of Animal Face. 38.55% THC.
55! You can do it!
Just remember, go big or go home.
And you can't teach that!
All right. Here we go. Damn, Drew, why do you have no other wide receivers besides DK Metcalf? What is going on? We start 2 wide receivers, right? I know there's more wide receivers to go around, but bro, talk about some RB depth there. And all headed up by Barkley as well. That's crazy, bro. All right, let's see what everybody else does here. One pick in front of me. Jordan Brooks was a good pick there. And Crispy said, damn, wish I would have joined this one. Yeah, man. That's why we want to join all of them. I'm so far into the bench right now. I'm just going to do that right now. Lock down Rashee Rice. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. All right, all right, all right. All right, see what I'm doing next, more than likely. Oh, Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons off the board. He's already hurt. He's already hurt. I think the Cowboys were lying about his back issue being gone. Nick Benito, very solid, very solid. Let's see it, Mark. Mark with the back-to-back. Let's see it. Drew said, run that rock. Run that rock. Let's get it. Magic Man said, tell perfect. Tell Mark he's on the clock in two slow drafts. We're drafting right now. I don't know. If he was on the show, you'd be able to tell him. But, yeah, I don't know. He's knee-deep in this draft right now. We'll see. Took Brian Branch. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Brian Branch and Buddha aren't cheat codes, but he definitely went with who I have. Number one DL, number one and two DB. But yeah, he better get heavy for having the shitty third QB that he might not even want to play some weeks. Dude, man, loving my squad here. Loving the squad. Let's see. I got another big pick coming up here. Got two people in front of me. Ghost Monkey's on the clock right now. Then Holy Floss. He's taking multitask. He has back-to-back picks. I know, but yeah, I'm just saying I'll message him. I don't know what he's doing. I just don't like taking, especially, yeah. Okay. IDP's a flowing. I'm locking down Cooper Kupp. Okay. Drew said, I'm guessing my fourth QB going to get me a pretty good wide receiver. If you trade that fourth QB, I guarantee you, you could get a starter. I don't know what it is, but I can almost guarantee you that. And it's funny because I wonder who you're going to target. Someone who needs a quarterback, but has a plethora of wide receivers. I wonder, like, just looking at the board, I'm trying to, like, put my finger on who I think you would target right away. But, yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. Hey, Bloody Bones, what up? What up? And shout out to the peeps rocking. Got a good amount of viewers in here right now. If we were just, if this was like a regular day, we wouldn't have a couple dozen people in here. But yeah, Labor Day, draft day. Yes. I've got this draft going right now, obviously.
Obviously.
And then I got two more drafts coming. Thanks, Crispy. On the clock in the 275. Appreciate you, my brother. Let me get over there because everything's 1 hour clocks now. So any kind of heads up, I did try to set my queue everywhere just in case. There we go. And Mark's on the clock in 275 now. So let me just tell him that. Maybe he'll pick. Okay. And hold on 1 second. Someone just messaged me. Okay. Sounds good, Johnny. Make those moves ahead of time, bro. Make those moves. Dang it. What do I want to do here? What do I want to do here? You know what? It's so late. I'm just going to take a Dunze now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is my sixth. As my sixth wide receiver. Yeah. And yeah, Minnesota Mike says the interesting draft. Dude, these ones are so fun, man. I'm telling you, because the crazy QB aspect of it, it's like the real draft doesn't even really start until the fourth round. Because most people just go three QBs like in a row. But yeah, just the places that we're getting people. And then once you throw IDP in the mix, dude, then now we're just getting players like so low. It seems that's awesome. It's awesome. But yeah, that's why I love these drafts, man. And even in the offense only, super fun as well. And we got an offense only one tomorrow. All right, made my pick again in the 275. So now T. Swain. Let me see. Dude. Oh, there we go. felt like I was totally missing someone. I was. And what up, Corey? What's going down, bro? Said, how's your holiday weekend been? It's just, it's regular business at hand for me, but been dope. With this draft, I'm drafting a championship squad right now as we speak. And one thing that was cool about this holiday weekend, we had Noble did a draft.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
And okay, I think we just got someone to take the final spot in the auction. Oh, I'm on right now. Just loading up. Let me see. Okay. All right. We got Ziggy joining the auction right now. And let's see. Anybody join the QB Madness? We had one person join the QB Madness. Not Slim. Definitely Shady. Super fun. I like it. And Corey, so what's your prediction on what's going to happen with Myers? He probably just stays with the Raiders. The reason why I got him in this league specifically, dude, I have him as my 7th wide receiver. 6th if I put Rashee Rice in the IR. So I just feel like just where I got him was like almost like stealing. So that's why I felt like I had to get him there, because I don't think any team is going to trade for him to not make him a decent part of their passing game. Like at minimum, like that's, I feel like the minimum for him. So yeah, I like it. Especially getting him so late. I was able to get him like insanely late. So that also makes it a lot better as well. And dude, and Andre said, auctions are so much fun. Yeah, I'm going to be live streaming some of the auction the next Tuesday and Wednesday. We got auction drafts going, and those are, yeah, they're just super fun to watch. Yeah. And I'm gonna make sure that I'm paying attention though too, because literally you take, and Corey said, so you like him over Pittman. I was hoping that Pittman would fall to my next pick actually, so it didn't work out that way. But no, if I thought because Myers was just higher in sleeper, so I was hoping that Pittman would fall, but did not. So it's tough here, but let's go B-Wags. Okay. And this is the 3 QB league, asking since I see so many QBs taken right away. Yeah, this is the one where you must start 2 quarterbacks, and then there's a super flex spot in addition to that. So yeah, you gotta, dude, one of the teams, he just picked Richardson all late. Holy floss, screwed, man. He's screwed. He's gonna have to make a trade for sure. And really, there's only 2 guys who will probably, no, I guess 3 guys. There's gonna be 3 guys who took 4 QBs or more. Those are really the only guys. I wouldn't be, if anybody who's listening, if you only have 3 QBs, you better not trade that 3rd QB. You're going to get screwed. And if you do, that's fine, because then you're going to want to trade for something else later. But yeah, I would say don't screw yourself over. And Andre, I like AJ Brown, but I'm like super nervous about him with the hammy. Makes me hella nervous, him having the hammy. Oh, look at Mark getting all DB heavy over there. Godwin. Nice late pick. Okay. I have him in Dynasty. He's impossible to trade. Yeah, because he's hurt right now and he's old in like most people's eyes for Dynasty. But here's the thing, bro. Here's what you got to remember. You must not trade guys when they're at their lowest. Like AJ Brown's like at his lowest. And Corey said, why'd you go Jefferson over Henry out of curiosity? I can't even really give you an answer for that other than just being in the middle of the draft and being like, man, you know what? I don't have too much Jefferson. Let me just get Jefferson. Really, that's the only thing. And it's a 10-teamer. I don't know. Maybe my head just going a little bit different. But I should have taken Henry based on what I would tell someone to do. It would be taking Henry. I impulsively took Jefferson. Like, I was just, like, really excited. Like, see, even I need myself, like, to be like, hey, do the right thing, bro. Do the right thing. I was also a little thrown off by Mark, by the number 10 pick, taking CMC. So he got Bijan and CMC, and I was, like, talking about that. And so then when I got on the clock, I just, shit was crazy. And TJ said, Jeebus, he said, almost first three solid rounds of QB. This is one of the three QB leagues, bro, that I've been talking about. It makes the draft so much fun because, like, literally everything is thrown on its head because of the QBs. Look at that. Like, if you wanted to, like, take anything else other than a QB, you could literally get whatever you want in the first couple rounds. Look at Mark. He got Bijan and CMC. But his third QB is whack as fuck. Second QB, very whack as well. But yeah, yeah. See, when I put it down here, it looks a little normal. And people are like, going to be like, fuck are the QBs at? And see, I feel I have to wait AJ Brown to have a few good weeks. Yeah, dude, like right now would be the worst time to trade him away. Like, I know it's kind of cheesy to think of these guys as stocks or whatever, but if you trade him right now, you're like losing money on him is the way to think about it. You want to wait until his value comes back up and then you could get like a good trade out of him. But yeah, it's like right now it's horrible to try to trade him. And so you got A-Chain and Chase Brown. JJ was a good pick. Yeah. And I didn't know that I was going to be able to get A-Chain, but I just felt like, if I built around JJ, that I was still going to be able to get some solid running backs. And I did. I went A-Chain and Chase Brown. That's a B-plus and a B-guide to me. And then I still got Pacheco, which is a B-guide to me. And then I got Warren, who's a B-minus guide to me. But now he just got that recent extension, baby. Like, you ain't giving nobody extensions if you're just, like, going to throw them on the, like, the back burner or whatever. So, yeah, I'm excited. Corey says league. So it's, hold on one sec. Let me make my pick here first so I don't mess up. And you know what? I don't really like Mandrews, but I feel like this is so late for him that I just got to do it. And I still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I still got 6 bench spots. I'm really only going to use a couple for defense. And I feel like my bench is like stacked. And Corey says league. So this league, it's 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 3 flex, and then 1 super flex. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 10 total. And I don't know why I had to count that because I already knew, but just double check him. Corey says, so Caleb Johnson stocked down with the Warren extension. It is because of the people who like hyped him up like crazy. Like for me, it's still like exactly on par with where it always was. But for everybody else who had him pegged as like a top 15 guy, top 20 guy, because there's people out there who like legit were ranking him as a top 20 redraft guy. Those people, yeah, I feel like for those people who are that crazy insane about him, that his value's down for those people. If you're rocking with me, his value's the same. Because I've even said, I don't even want any of these rookie running backs for how high you have to take them. And like the top 6, Genty, Hampton, I guess not the top 6 anymore, top 5, because Judkins isn't there anymore. RJ Harvey and Caleb. Is Mooney back for week 1? It has not been confirmed, so no guarantee as of yet. What you want to be paying attention to is when I start doing the news videos. So I'm not going to go live in the middle of the day anymore. I'm just going to do a video where like a 3-minute video or less where I'm giving the news for the day. And that'll be the way to do it. So you guys got to be following me on Patreon. You'll be able to get this stuff if you're a free Patreon member, because I have it free on social media everywhere. So I'm just going to make it free on Patreon as well. You don't have to be a paid member to get the news videos. But that's where you should be following me, because I always post it there first, no matter what. It's just part of my process. I upload shit to Patreon first, and then I go upload to YouTube and Facebook and TikTok and TikTok. No, what was I going to say? Instagram, and probably going to start throwing it on X as well. No reason not to. It's just me not doing it. Chrissy said, according to Keep Trade Cut, AB is what is worse, Trevor and or always worth Trevor and Tank Superflex for 2016. That's the offer I got, anyways. Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. And Corey said, I could be going crazy, but you have been updating your rankings on Patreon periodically. I see Crosby Merritt added at 42. Yeah, I have been. So it's one of those things to where, if people are following and you literally keep going back to that, it could be a little bit different, like here and there. But yeah, like for the most part, I didn't make huge changes. Like I haven't been going back and updating it every day. I just know that if I started down that rabbit hole, I probably would never stop. So I didn't do anything like that where I'm like doing it every day. But I'd say each set of rankings, probably like the IDP got updated more because I put that out, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago or something. But yeah, the offense I probably updated like maybe like once since then. Are you going to post start and sit video this week? No, I'm not. It'll be too much for me to take on with all the drafts and everything going. No. What I will say, though, is for people who get the one-on-one help with me, that's going to be the way to go for week one. And really just that's what you want. And I know, Corey, you're already on that side. I'm not even like saying it towards you. But yeah, you want to get the edge this year. It's you want to be signed up on Patreon. Really, you want to get at the elite or higher. But the all access is really the best. And yeah, you just that's where you're going to be getting the one-on-one help from me. And I want people to watch the videos and everything still. Please do that. But like the one-on-one help is the way that you really get the edge over everything, because I'm giving you answers based on your league specifically, your specific situations, your specific start and sits at multiple positions, your specific matchup of who you're going against. And they said, I mean, it makes sense not to change it a lot. Not much has happened in camp in the last week. Yeah, exactly. And Eric, what up? Hampton or Pollard at the flex, full PPR? I'm going to say Pollard week one. My brain's not even in start and sit mode, so I would just make sure to come back a little bit closer to Sunday for these guys, because even off the top of my head, I don't even know who each one's playing right now because I'm still in draft mode. But I will be in start and sit mode very soon. But yeah, I'm still leaning Pollard, though, just because Najee got cleared for contact already. Like, he's been on track to play week one. Like, they've still never said that he's, like, in trouble of missing week one. It just always said the timeline was going to be around that. What? It just said, Johnny, did you just sign up again? What happened? But hell yeah, bro. And Andre said, when trying to tier up at receivers, what are the main things you look for? You need to look for someone who has like a plethora of receivers, and you need to have what they need. So like, you, let's say they need running backs. You need to make sure that they have a plethora of that. You have a plethora of running backs if they need running backs. Like, it's a puzzle. You have to find a manager and a team to trade with, not a specific player. That's where I feel like most people just like really fail, is they're like, I want to go out and get this player, X player, Y player, whoever it is, it doesn't even matter. And they're like, I'm going to do whatever I can to get X player, Y player. And that's like the dumbest thing that you could do, because if you go look for, you got to scout the team. So if you need wide receiver, the first thing you look for is, I want to find the team that has a plethora of wide receivers, one that they can actually give away, not give away, but one that they can afford to lose and it's not fucking over their team. That's what you look for first. And then from there, you got to see, what weaknesses do they have? Are they weak at tight end? Are they weak at running back? Are they weak on whatever, quarterback, whatever it is? But it's got to make sense. If they're not weak anywhere, that means you're overpaying for whatever wide receiver you want. If you're strong at running back, they're weak at running back, you could probably make that trade happen a lot easier and get it a lot cheaper than trying to trade with someone who has no business trading with you. You want to get people trading with you out of necessity, not luxury. Just remember, that's like huge. Get people to trade with you out of necessity, not luxury. If someone's trading with you out of luxury, it means that you're not going to get a good price. And Johnny, I'm doing a dab for you signing up on the superstar tier, bro, because we need people on the superstar tier on YouTube. You know why? Because you get entries into the raffles. And dude, I got the Snipe City shirts. I've had them, but I didn't bust them out until now. Got the Snipe City shirts. We got two that are getting raffled off, okay? Almost my pick. I don't want to miss this. But we got two of these that are getting raffled off here. This one and this one. Hold on. Let me make my pick real quick. Let's do that. Okay. And we got multiple jerseys. So I got in the jersey archives, one person will get to choose from Earl Campbell jersey. All of these are signed. Andre Rison, Chad Ochocinco, Frank Gore, Dante Culpepper. One person will get to choose from one of those jerseys from the archives. And then the big three. We got the Andrew Van Ginkle signed jersey. Someone's walking away with that. We got the Tyreek Hill signed jersey. Someone's walking away with that. And we got the Bijan Mustard Robinson jersey. Someone is walking away with that as well. Sign up as a superstar member on YouTube. When you pull up, I'll put the link here where, so when you click join, there will be an option of what tier you are on. Go for the superstar tier. That's the $10 one. Once you get to that, then you get the 10 raffle tickets per month. So that's why you want to be there, because giveaways and raffles are going to be happening every month. And here's the link to join if you are not joined. If you have joined already and you are on one of the lower tiers, get to a computer and hit the edit button. And what up? This is Kobke. Is that how you say it? What up, bro? Thanks for the super chat, homie. He said, if I paid you some money, could you help me fill my $100 entry guillotine? Probably not. It's going to be hard to fill. Like, how many teams do you have in that? I filled six of them, and all of mine are $33 leagues, because it's hard, man, to fill. It's hard to fill any type of $100 league. I'm just being real. I don't even like filling those because it's tough, man. It is tough. So I'd say no. It's that'd be a little bit tough for me to swing, bro. I'm sorry. I would love to say yes, but if there was a way for me to do it, I'm just keeping it real. I would do it on my own, because that's like the hugest part of my business is these leagues. But man, $100, fuck, man, that's big time for sure. But you, like, how many people do you have in, and are you filling 18 teams? That's a huge ass pot for sure. That is a huge ass pot. And Corey said, what's the IDP lineup look like in this one? So all of my IDP leagues, this is the new setup that I have. And I recently changed it this year, and I think it's going to bring a more competitive edge. And plus make it a little bit easier as well for people jumping into IDP for the first time. But one D lineman, that's the thing that I changed. I changed it to just one D lineman this year, and I added an extra IDP flex spot instead. Because D lineman, that's just like tight ends, where there's even having one spot way easier to fill one DL spot than one tight end spot for sure. But I always had it on two. So yeah, I changed it from two D line to one. There's two LBs, two DBs, and then four IDP flex spots. And he said, did you reduce the leagues only to having one starting DL instead of two? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So you're actually paying attention, Corey. Good shit, man. Good shit. And so it's still, you still got to have one dope DL to be competitive. But yeah, that was one thing that I changed around, and I feel like it's a change for the best. Because to me, DLs are like the tight ends of defense. And like, I completely eliminated the tight end spot on offense because it's so whack, and we just made it IDP or tight end premium. But with this, there's way more good DLs to go around than tight ends, for sure. Almost on me. Here we go. Cheers, guys. All right. Oh, dang it. I'm fucking up. I probably shouldn't have went Bradley Chubb there. Almost didn't need to go Leonard Williams because I already have Van Ginkle. Totally forgot about that. I went into best ball mode for a second. I'm pretty sure it's four. Pretty sure it's four IDP flex. No, wrong. Three IDP flex. Because I have it the same everywhere, so it's the same in this league also. Damn, need four more players. It's an 18-teamer. Man, I'd love to help. The one of the things, like, I really don't promote leagues for anybody else because I don't want my reputation on the line based on someone else's league. Almost doesn't even matter what I'm getting paid because my reputation's worth more than that. And if I like got one of my peeps into a league and something shady happened, like I feel like I would be like a little bit responsible for that. And so nothing against you and not saying you're going to do anything shady, but that's just how I think now to where I got to be like very careful with a lot of different things. Especially when we're talking $100 leagues and stuff like that. Like, man, my IDPs are, my DBs are going to suck. I don't even have a DB yet. Damn it. But I know we're going to be able to get some good ones. Because right off the bat, I think Newbin's going to be way better this year than he was last year. And last year, he's just a rook. And he did really good last year. Let's hope he takes a step up. Yeah. But I also feel like DBs are almost like the wide receivers to where DBs a little bit easier to find on waivers on a week-to-week basis. And Zaire, bro, I didn't answer your question yet, but man, you got to, like, the ads pay the bills for people who, you know, because I don't make a lot of money on Twitch. So, yeah, man, if you get signed up, use your Amazon Prime, bro. Get someone to add you to their Amazon Prime account. Like, anyone who has an Amazon Prime account can add up to 6 emails, I think, as, like, friends and family members to use the account. Most people do not use Amazon Prime to get a free Twitch. So, man, go do that. Go do that. Oh, yeah. Johnny said with Pinnock gone, it's truly Newbin's defensive backfield now. Yeah, for sure. And I'm hoping he takes a big step up, man. And because he was dope last year. He really was. And Zaire starter sit. Marv Pacheco, Downs or Cup in the flex. Yeah, this one's tough, man. I'm leaning Marv like right now. But yeah, man, definitely come back and ask that again on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. Because I guess Pacheco plays Friday. And Raider Jack said, I want Breece over Henderson, Harvey, good pick. Yeah, I would go Breece over Henderson and Harvey as well. I know that I'm not the guy who's like the biggest like advocate of the rookie running backs. So there are probably going to be some people who'd say the opposite of what I'm saying with that. Chris, we said, guess I should be setting my lineups already. A guy like you, you better be at least setting for Thursday. And PJ said, Huss in the his house. Yeah. He said, that's like a weekend. Fuck yeah, it is, bro. Middle of the day. Middle of the day stream. And Raider Jack says, shout out, little peep. And Corey said, so Van Ginkle's the biggest cheat code in IDP this year. Yeah, because he's the guy who plays... who has the LB tag, but on Sleeper also has the DL tag. So it's like him and TJ Watt. Micah Parsons is up there also because like he's way more valuable in the DL than he is in the LB spot. So I'd say those guys. But there's other guys besides them that are cheat codes. And the reason why we call them cheat codes is because like on most platforms, they would just be linebacker only. Like TJ Watt, Van Ginkle. Linebacker only if you go to Yahoo and stuff. But on Sleeper, we get the freedom of being able to throw him in at the DL. And yo, Sean in the house. What up, bro? He said, ready for another chip. Let's get it. Let's get it. Man, I was so debating on taking Kareem Hunt right there. And he said, can't do it without you. Appreciate you, bro. And he said, bro, you look great. You went vegan. Hey, no need to butter me up, bro. You want to butter me up? Throw in a super chat. That's the way to butter my biscuits. But that did make me laugh. You're the man. And Raider Jack said, I think Hall bounces back hard because of Fields doesn't throw the ball well. They're going to be rushing the ball a lot. That's for sure. And Fields is going to be in the mix on rushing. And like when you have a good rushing quarterback, which he's not great, but I'll say he's good. He's above average for sure. That always helps the running backs because they're already accounting for the quarterback running. Yay, Derek in the house. What up, Derek? What's going down? Oh, man, where do I go with this next pick here? So there's only one actual position that I need. And then, yeah, and I already got two IDP bench players. I'm just going crazy on wide receiver, especially for the. I'm just loading up because if someone needs two or three wide receivers, I got it. I got you. Plus, I feel like guys like Tillman and Palmer are going to pay off that capital. Man, I can't believe it. This draft is pretty much over. We've been drafting for an hour. Cool. And I got another draft. What times are the next drafts here? We got, looks like I got 2.5 hours before the Superflex offense only WWE themed league. And then an hour after that is the Superflex IDP. And oh, dude, we only have two more spots left in the best ball draft tonight. So if you guys are not in it, don't be slacking. Like, now's the time because I'm not adding any extra drafts anymore. Like, I've spent a good portion of the last 6 months of my life going crazy and stressing to fill these best ball leagues. I'm not doing it anymore. Like, we only got a couple left, and we're going to hit 300. So here it is. Here's tonight's draft. Join now. There's only two more spots. Only two more spots. And hey, Alex Rolex said, yo, Hustler, what up? What up, bro? What's going down? Two more picks in this draft. I know one position that I for sure need because it is, because I still need a starter there. Hope this guy falls to me. I'm not even looking at anybody else. Hey, there goes Willis. Hold
on. What are you talking about, Willis?
Alex Rolex said, who are the top wide receiver running backs to target in rounds 12 through 15? I'm going to say some of these guys might be there. Some may be a little bit earlier, but I feel like these are the type of guys. So for running backs, ETN, Ford, Stevenson, Najee, Benson, Bigsby. And then for wide receivers, I would say guys like Cooper Kupp, Michael Pittman, Jacoby Myers. Who else? Addison might fall that far. If you could put Addison into the IR being suspended, I'd do that. Rashee Rice somehow falls to you there, I'd do that. Pod son, what up, what up? And Alex said, you think Cedric Tillman's a sleeper? Look at this. I just drafted Cedric Tillman in the 27th round of the Superflex IDP. Someone just asked me, the guy who took five quarterbacks asked as they're trading in the 3QB, and I'm gonna tell him no, and then say, just kidding. All right. I said, no, there isn't. And I see him start typing, and then I say, just kidding. Yes, sir. 27th round. Holy moly. Yes, sir. Holy moly donuts. You know it. Okay. All right. There we go. And Alex said, if you had a choice between Henderson, Chuba, full PPR, where you're going. It's close. I'd probably go Henderson. I feel like Chuba is safer, though. Henderson probably gives you more upside, so that's probably where I'd go. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Stay through the credits. Hold on. Stay through the credits, guys. I appreciate you. There we go. All right. And salute to Justin Pickle in a Jar and Chris Patriot Sports, our executive producers. Shout out to the producers. Salute. Salute to the co-producers. Salute to the associate producers. And salute to the epic and awesome supporters. Big salute. Shout out to everybody who is in the chat throughout the show. I'm going to try to come back on in a little bit. We'll see what time. Just make sure you have all the notifications turned on, and we'll see you guys next show. Peace out.
On me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.